WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. If you read TV credits, you'll recognize the name Mike Post as the composer of lots of TV themes, like NYPD Blue, LA Law, Law and Order, Hill Street Blues, Quantum Leap, Wise Guy, The Rockford Files, The A-Team, Hunter, and Magnum P.I. Mike Post has a new CD called Inventions from the Blue Line that features his music from NYPD Blue. Mike Post, welcome to Fresh Air.
Thank you.
What were you told was needed for the NYPD Blue theme?
Not much. It's kind of a funny story. I've been working with David Milch and Greg Hoblit and Stephen Bochco for many, many years. And so I'd read David's script and made an appointment to have lunch with Bochco and Hoblit to sort of discuss how I could get started musically. We went to lunch, and they're old and dear friends of mine, and so I finally, conversations got around to the project, and I said, well, you know, tell me, Stephen, what have you been thinking? What have you been, you know, give me some direction, you know, be a producer. He said, well, he says, I've been thinking quite a bit, and I've come up with one thing. And I said, well, what's that? He said, drums. I said, yeah, well, what about them? He said, no, drums. He said, has there ever been a theme that was just drums? I said, no, and rightly so, you know. He goes, no. He says, drums, that's what I got to say. And so I said, okay, fine. So I looked at Hoblit and I said, Greg, what are you thinking? He said, well, I've been thinking a lot more than that. He said, I've been thinking Subway. And I went, what? And they said, yeah, Subway. I said, so you two geniuses, the most decorated guys in the history of television, you know, you're going to say drums and Subway. And they said, that's all we're saying. And they started laughing, and we went on with our conversations about, you know, other things. And a couple of minutes later, I said, you know, there's a way to do that.
Now, I'd like to compare your NYPD Blue theme to another cop show you did also for Steve Bochco, and that was Hill Street Blues. What was the assignment for Hill Street?
Well, there wasn't. Hill Street happened a much sort of a more spontaneous way. I went and I hadn't read a script. I went and saw the finished pilot, but it didn't have a main title, and I was just blown away by it. I just thought it was probably one of the best shows I'd ever seen in my life. I mean, I just was really impressed by it. And we went back to Bochco's office, you know, same cast of suspects, you know, myself and Hoblit and Bochco. And so we went back to his office, and we all started talking. And I said, well, what do you think? And he said, well, what would you do normally? I said, well, it's such a gritty, streety show, you know, I've something very funky. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. I said, but you could go completely against it. You could do something that really, you know, is not streety and funky at all. He said, what do you mean? I said, maybe something poignant, you know. And he said, well, why don't you try that? Why don't you do something different? So I went back to my studio, which at that time was six blocks away from where Bochco had his headquarters. And I just sat down. It happened right away, just instantaneously. I mean, within 30 minutes, I had it. And I called him up. I said, you better come over here. And he said, what are you talking about? You just left here. And I said, no, I know, but I've got something I really like. And he said, really? And I said, yeah. He said, he came over and he listened to it. And I played clink and clang, clink and clang, you know. And he said, play that again. I went clink and clang, do 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 do. He went, yeah, do that. And he walked out.
It's a very reflective theme for a cop show.
It ended up being that way. It sure did.
Why don't we hear it?
Thank you.
talk a little bit about how the style of theme music for dramas and action shows has changed over the years that you've been writing? For instance, I know this is before your time, but in the early 60s, you know, private eye shows all had jazz themes. By the early 70s, the action shows had, you know, like Son of Shaft kinds of themes, right. With a wah-wah guitar and everything.
Right. Well,
this was in the SWAT team era.
Right.
Where do you come in musically, and how has the style changed since then?
Well, I'll give you, you know, there's an answer that might lack humility here, but I'm going to give you an honest answer. My partner, Pete Carpenter, and I think changed that with Rockford Files. Before we got into doing music for television, I don't think anybody that was or had been doing music for TV had a rock and roll background. I believe that just about everybody, in fact, I know that everybody that was in the medium was either came from jazz roots or from classical roots. And my partner, Pete Carpenter, had come from a jazz background and a big band background and had some legit training. But I'm a rock and roller, first, last, and always. I mean, Chuck Berry, Bo Diddley, Ray Charles, I mean, that's where I started. And I learned to read and write and orchestrate and conduct, but my heart is still, you know, if I was going to be anybody but myself, I'd probably want to be Keith Richards, you know. So we were the first on TV with those sensibilities. So after that, a bunch of guys came in and said, well, gee, we got to be more, we have to be more in tune with what's happening. So, you know, hence Waka Waka, you know, hence they decided to do exactly, as you well identified, Son of Shaft.
So you think you kind of ushered in the Son of Shaft era?
Well, I think we ushered in rock and roll sensibilities on the little tube. That's what I think. I think we did that.
Why don't we hear the Rockford File theme? You think that's where it started?
Yep.
Okay. My guest is Mike Post. His themes from NYPD Blue and Law and Order are featured on his new CD, Inventions from the Blue Line. More after this break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Mike Post. He wrote the themes for NYPD Blue, Hill Street Blues, Law and Order, Quantum Leap. Here's his theme for L.A. Law. Wrote this theme?
Another crazy Bochco story. You know, I can't help but make this guy sound like a maniac. He's not a maniac. He's just really smart. He wrote the script, and then we had about 8 months before it was actually even going to be produced. We'd just come off of Hill Street, which was very successful as a TV show and successful as a record as well. We had won Grammys and Emmys and all kinds of things, you know, for that, our work on that show. And so then we'd had a not so successful little adventure called Bay City Blues. It lasted 4 or 5 shows. It was about minor league baseball, and it wasn't very successful. So now it was important to Bochco's career, more so than to mine, that this really be successful, this L.A. Law. So, and we had lots of time, no air date staring us in the face. So it wasn't up for grabs as to whether I had the gig or not. It was mine. I just had to come up with the right piece of music. So I started to write, and I delivered a piece of music to him, and he said, gee, this is great. And a day later, he called me and said, you know, it's really good, but what else could you do? And I said, well, hell, I like writing music. I'll just keep writing. So I kept writing. I came up with the second piece, same thing, third piece, same thing, fourth piece, exactly the same thing. So I said, okay, this has gone far enough. He liked every one of them, just not well enough to make them the main title of L.A. Law. So I said, you and Greg Hoblit, come over to my office. We're going to have lunch together. So they came over, and I didn't have any food there or anything. And I sat them down on the couch, and I said, before I take you out to eat, we're going to write this theme together. And they said, what do you mean write this theme together? I said, well, it's real simple. I said, let's discuss the show yet once again. We'd already discussed it, you know, ad nauseum. But we sat down and said, okay, here's what the show is. The show is the law. And they said, right, the show's the law. I said, so that means to me it's got to have majesty. It's got to be big. It's got to be powerful. And they said, right, right. It's got to really have a lot of nobility to it. Right, right. I said, French horns, guys, that's what French horns are. And I had a sample up, so I played him a French horn sound. Yeah, that sounds like it. Great, great. I said, now I'm just going to start playing little licks, and when I come up with something that anybody likes, you guys say you like it. So I was dinking around, and finally I went, boom, 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 ba-da. And they went, oh, I kind of like that. It's a great keeper. Okay, we keep that little phrase. I said, now, what else is this show? Well, it's California. Right, it's California. It opens up, I mean, it had already been written in the script. We open up with Arnie on a freeway in his Porsche that says Litigator on it for the license plate. And so, okay, California. Well, I can't do the Beach Boys, guys, because that's going to sound almost like a joke with the French horns. But maybe I could get a great big drum sound and do something almost like Born in the USA. And they said, yeah, that's good. That was relevant at the time. So I punched a drum machine, and I had a great big snare sound up that went... And they said, oh, we like that. And I said, you like this tempo? Yeah, great. So I had this tempo... And I went, boom, 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 ba-da. And they went, yeah, okay, I like that, I like that. And I said, okay, now what else is this show more than anything else? And they looked at each other. I said, this show is sex. And they and I said, Bochco, it's you. You're writing about what you always write about, you know, the bathroom, sex, craziness, nuts. And he said, yeah, you're right. And I said, alto sex. And he went, yeah, you're right. So that's how that theme was written. It was basically written with them on the couch saying they liked a lick or didn't like a lick, and I just sort of pieced it together with them sitting right there, and it took about 45 minutes or an hour, and I said, now get out of here and let me put it all together, and they loved it.
My guest is Mike Post. His themes from NYPD Blue and Law and Order are featured on his new CD, Inventions from the Blue Line. More with Mike Post in a minute. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Mike Post. He composed the themes for NYPD Blue, L.A. Law, Hill Street Blues, and Law and Order. You've explained that rock and roll is the music you're most passionate about. But when you were young, when you were 24, you became the music director for the Andy Williams Show. This was in 1969. Now, if anybody represented the opposite of rock and roll in 1969, it had to be Andy Williams. How did you feel about working on that show?
Weird, but he was such a nice guy, and it was a chance to write for an orchestra every week, you know, 20, 30 minutes of arrangements. And it was a real laboratory. And I got a chance to be the youngest, you know, guy in the history of TV to do that gig. And I also got a chance to break some ground for rock and rollers, for guys that were, you know, that liked the same music I did. So it was strange, you know. One of the reasons they hired me was because Andy was going into an 8 o'clock time slot. They needed a younger sound. They knew he was definitely, you know, an AC kind of an artist, you know, and in those days they called it MOR. He was definitely an older skew to his music, and they needed somebody to sort of surround him with younger sounding stuff. But they also needed somebody that felt comfortable with an orchestra. So let's either get that guy that did, you know, arranged and produced Classical Gas, that was me, or let's get Jimmy Webb, and he was too busy writing great songs, and so they got me.
So you produced Classical Gas.
Yes, I did.
So when you were the music director for the Andy Williams Show, to give him a younger image, did you have him covering the pop tunes of the day?
That's right.
What would you have him cover?
Well, just about anything that was hot that I thought was within his reach. I mean...
What would be within his reach?
Well, I don't know. It was the softer stuff that was happening at those times. I mean, we did some smoky tunes, and we just made them a little softer. And the one thing I never wanted to do was take a guy that sang as well as Andy did and make a caricature out of my, you know, the producers would come in and say, well, let's have Andy sing Proud Mary. I said, let's not, you know. I mean, let's not have Andy sing Proud Mary. That's not a good idea, you know. That's not going to work. But Andy singing Tracks of My Tears, if done the right way and not trying to compete with a David Ruffin version of it, might work. So we did some interesting things.
A musician who I know who used to be in a band sometimes played TV themes in his gigs, and his rap was that he thought TV themes were really America's folk music because that's what everybody grows up listening to and sharing in common. What do you think?
I don't know. I guess he's probably right. I just never think of myself in terms of history or in those kinds of important things. I mean, I hope it's true. I hope it really is true. But it's a little scary to think of anything you're doing that way. The first time I ever became aware of some of these feelings was when I first released the Rockford Files as a record and it became a hit. Just in one of the first days that it really had become big, I was driving from the San Fernando Valley down into Hollywood one morning during rush hour, and I was on the 101 freeway, and I was stuck below a bridge, and everybody had their windows open. It was hot summer morning, and a guy pulled up next to me as we're inching along in a convertible, and we happened to have the same radio station on, and all of a sudden the Rockford Files came on, and he reached down and turned it up, and I turned up my radio, and it was like we were in stereo, you know, and he could tell that I was listening to the same radio station he was. The windows were open, his top was down, and he's bopping around, bouncing around, and he looks over at me like, God, great record, huh? And I kind of wanted to say, hey, man, it's me, you know, but I didn't. I just smiled at him and went, yeah, bitchin' record, you know. And it was, I mean, that's the first time it ever sort of like went, well, I'm not alone on this freeway, you know.
Right. So it says in your bio that you are a world-class arm wrestler, and who would have thought that there was such a category for arm wrestling?
Well, this is, you know, I'm going to take that out. That's an old bio. I'm taking that out. This is embarrassing. You know, it's true. I did, a number of years ago, I was looking around for a sport that I could get into that would keep me at a certain weight, and that would keep me in real good shape. And I found that I was pretty good at arm wrestling. And so I participated in a number of world and national championships in which I placed. I was never a champion, but I was, a close third or fourth. And so that got into my bio, and somehow it stayed. The only good thing about arm wrestling is, number one, I don't do it anymore because I ripped about every tendon I have in my right arm. But it did get me to running, and I'm still a marathoner, and I'm still running. So that part is good.
What do you win when you win?
A pretty sore arm. I don't know. It wasn't for money. It was for trophies.
It wasn't for money. It was for glamour.
It was for glamour. Exactly. Yeah. It was the intellectual intercourse between the participants that really drew me to the sport.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you, Mike Post, for talking with us.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Mike Post has a new CD called Inventions from the Blue Line. It includes his theme for NYPD Blue.